Today is Sunday, September 25th, 2016, and this...
Mom and I have been sent to Las Vegas for a Live Big Challenge.
Las Vegas? This must be big.
Are you ready for new Live Big Adventure?
I heard there's a new poker with three cards.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 569.
Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, the dogs are already involved. That's great. I'm doing fine.
Good.
I'm looking forward to a Vegas trip in just a few weeks. It's going to make all right with the world. We're going to see our friends. We're going to do a podcast. We're going to meet new friends. It's going to be a wonderful time.
Yay.
I'm in a vimpy mood.
Good.
All right. So, yes, October 14th through the 16th is the Vegas Internet Mafia family picnic at the D Las Vegas and Golden Gate. We are going to be taking over Fremont Street once again. All of the nutty Vegas nerds and their Vegas nerddom overtaking downtown Las Vegas. It's going to be wonderful. Bunch of stuff, you know, on the agenda. I'm sure we've talked about most of it. And for anybody who's going, make sure and check out VegasInternetMafia.com for all the details. The event that was announced since our last podcast was the return of the Hangover Casino Challenge Cup. That is a three-game gambling tournament on Sunday morning.
Will you be participating?
I will be... No, I'm not going to do that because I suspect... I'm not hardcore enough. I have great respect for the people who power through and do this.
I do too, because...
The other thing too.
Yeah. It is not an option for me for many reasons.
Yeah.
That you're going to say something.
That and my ability to compete in a gambling tournament. I know that it would just be a waste for me. I'm just not. I don't have that particular skill. So.
Save it for Wonka?
Yeah.
Are you and Wonka going to be on speaking terms again?
I'll try it at least once. Then I'll piss my money away doing that or something. So. That's going to be a great time. I hope that, you know, hope that everybody wants to go can go. It's going to be fun. And, of course, the main event is when we'll do our show and our friends at Vegas Gang. They have not said who their guest is, but I know they have a guest lined up. And then, of course, Dr. Dave will be entertaining us. He'll be, I'm guessing, telling us stories of gambling and things of that nature. He always is very entertaining. And then, of course, Vegas Match Game. Vegas Tripping Match Game, always crazy and funny and filthy and drunken and great. So looking forward to that. And then in addition to that, Sunday, you know, we've got some other podcast friends joining us. The Denton, Dallas, and Beyond crew.
Yay.
You can bet on that.
Yay.
Vegas Fanboy.
Yay.
And Macau Tripping. They will all be doing their thing at the No Bingo Bingo event.
Yay.
Unfortunately, there won't be actual bingo because the gaming control board doesn't trust us this year.
Yeah, they tried. Apparently, it was the D did everything they could to make it happen.
Yeah, but it's going to be a fun event anyway. Yes. So we'll see everybody there on Sunday afternoon.
Looking forward to hearing all of those shows.
Yep, you can bet on that. Guys are doing a dice takeover at the very beginning of the weekend as well, like right before the icebreaker, the meet and greet thing. So. All kinds of stuff. Happy to have all those people involved. It's going to be a great weekend.
I'd like to make that. I've always wanted to make that, but I'm usually running around in a panic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe. We'll see.
We'll see.
We will do our best.
If you have any interest in learning how to play craps or taking over a dice table.
Or hanging out with those guys. They're
very nice
they're
guys.
They're good dudes. So how is your pre-vimp anxiety level?
Oh,
okay.
It comes and goes. Right now, I'm... Yeah. I had a dress fitting yesterday.
What is this, a wedding? Oh, no. So, I don't think I want to know. Okay, well, good. How did that go?
It went very well.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I look forward to seeing whatever it is. You always have interesting and lovely dresses made by your custom, your own private seamstress, mm-hmm. my mom.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, she's really outdoing herself this year. So.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, my anxiety, don't have any stress about the actual like podcast, the main event part of it. It's just,
we used to. Mm. You especially used to.
Yeah, I don't, that's not as big of a deal. I don't stress about that as much anymore.
We just have a few drinks, go up, do our thing.
Yep.
Hang
out. People are going to like it or they're not. Oh, well, either way, we're you know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's more the lead up and getting stuff done before we go and all that kind of stuff. So
and making me pack and things like that.
Yeah, keeping you on task.
I think I've said this before. Packing for this is a little easier than other things because it's an event-based packing matrix.
Yeah, okay. I believe that.
I'll still be throwing shit in the suitcase the last minute. But
we should probably start apologizing to all the people whose names we don't remember.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
So even if you were there like every year. And
I try not to be an asshole.
No, it's not being an asshole. It's just we meet a lot of people. It's hard to keep everybody straight.
But I feel bad not remembering people's names.
Yeah. So they'll be like, hey, you, a lot of that.
I know you. You person, you.
Yeah. So please cut us a little slack on the old remembering names thing. We'll do our best. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we will see you in a few weeks. And then, so I guess I was thinking too, we're going to have to figure out I guess we'll decide next week exactly what our pre-VIMF podcast schedule is like.
Yeah.
I'm inclined to take the week before off.
Just so you have enough news items to discuss on the show.
Stockpile a little content. But we'll see as we get closer.
We might need to blow off some steam the week before, though.
That's true as well. Maybe we can come up with something different. I don't know. Okay, yeah. I'll put some thought into this. Maybe we'll come up with a different type of show that we've never done before.
Yeah.
Great. I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself. That's all I need to do. Right before we have coming up with something
completely new and different.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. Maybe we'll get a bunch of phone calls this week and we can do, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
I would like to clarify my anxiety that it really doesn't have as much to do with... Once we get to VIMF, I'll be fine.
Absolutely.
It's just the whole packing thing and trying to wrap up stuff at work and at home.
And it's a little more amped up than before a normal trip just because there is so much going on, I think, and we have so much scheduled that it's just a different... Even though, like, I know the event itself is going to be awesome and all that,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just... I feel a little bit more pressure on this one.
We have to be social.
I know. I can't be a hermit sitting in the corner for the entire trip playing video poker without acknowledging anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. I enjoy that. I, as much as I am an antisocial dickhole, I do enjoy meeting people and seeing our listeners and all that stuff. So it'll be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we have a lot of people who are coming back who we know already too. So that always helps.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We have a tidy little list of news items this week, so let's power through those and see where this show takes us. Starting out with Absinthe, the most popular show in Las Vegas over the last several years, no question. Of course, we've been discussing the potential move, the pending move to Cosmopolitan, which was supposed to happen in November, and that is not happening anymore. Las Vegas Weekly reports on the... there was some legal action taken by one of the producers against one of the other producers to prevent the move. And indeed, that legal action was successful. A court pretty much said, you're staying put. You don't have the Spiegelworld who wanted to move it. You don't have the ability to do that under the terms of the contract and without the other producer on board, blah, blah, blah. So Absinthe will be at Caesar's Palace for probably the next 2 years, unless there's some sort of an agreement that makes way for the move. But I doubt that's going to happen at this point. So the good news is Absinthe is not leaving Las Vegas. It's going to be around. And
if you like the Spiegel tent.
Yep.
Der Spiegel tent.
It will be around for your tent entertainment needs. And one of these days,
their maybe tent will remain pitched.
Maybe we'll make it into the tent to see this show that we've been meaning to see for.
That people accost us on the street and tell us they're going to drag us to see the show.
I know. We will go see it of our own
accord
at some point.
Not this trip because we got too much other stuff going on.
No, not planning on any shows this time around. Speaking of shows, Mariah Carey. I can't believe it's already been almost 2 years.
Wow.
She is ending her residency at the Coliseum. In the middle of next year, just announced the final batch of dates. They will take place in April and May of 2017. And I don't know, that show has gotten kind of, I haven't heard a ton about it, but I think kind of so-so reviews based on her current vocal range might not be what it used to. But, you know, a lot of hits.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe this one would stick around a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's ticket sales or if it's her wanting to leave or what, but I'm guessing given that it's right at the 2 year mark, they just decided let's run out this contract and that'll be that. So
maybe she's making Glitter too.
Oh, one can only hope. She's actually, wasn't she in something where she was actually considered to be a good actress? Was she in Precious?
I don't remember.
I haven't seen that. I don't know. I think she was. Like, it was a big deal because she looked totally different. She wasn't wearing any makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose maybe that's why she was considered a good actress. Like, ugly yourself up a little bit. I don't know. I don't really know. I'm talking out of my ass. All right. So
what
that's,
else is new?
I know. That's Mariah Carey. There is a new, amidst all of these shows ending that we've been talking about lately, there is a new residency coming to Las Vegas.
Yes, there is.
We've been talking about it on and off for the last several months because it was rumored and then it was kind of made official, but they didn't have dates. And now the details have been announced for the 18 show, although I wouldn't be surprised if it gets extended, 18th show residency at Planet Hollywood by Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
I'm singing today, motherfuckers. I want to sing. I want to answer his. Wait, I'm going to start. Can I start it over?
Sure.
Oops. Okay.
You're starting out with your favorite one right off the bat.
I know. This is one of the great pop songs of all time, I believe.
I agree.
I want to do it like a duet.
You are.
No, that doesn't work.
The one. Desire. Believe. Say, I want it that way. But we
They need to modern it up with a rapper. Get Pitbull on there. I just have to take it to the.
Are you going to throw all the Philly steaks you can eat in there?
Oh.
Tell me why?
How many people are forwarding through this right now?
Wanna hear you say, I want it that way.
Okay, so the Backstreet Boys Larger Than Life show will take place at Planet Hollywood in the Access Theater, March and June of 2017. 18 dates total have been announced. Tickets start at $39, which is not bad at all. And then they go up couple hundred bucks.
Is it going to be one of those things where like two seats in the back are $39?
Most likely. Yeah. And then of course fees. So it's probably more like 55 and up.
Yeah.
There's some more back streets. Oh, does this have a long intro?
Oh, I think it does.
Fuck this shit.
I love that song though.
You chose these songs, so you're responsible for
this. I am.
Oh, the ladies swoon over this one, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with Backstreet Boys, where the hell have you been? They were big in the, late 90s, early 2000s?
Yes. They've continued to record.
Mm-hmm. Their documentary was actually quite good.
It was really good. I'm so glad no one can see me in my sweet dance moves right now. We're going to the show, right?
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
As long as you're here with
if the timing works.
I don't care who you
Here's the thing, if the timing were right, I would be interested in, with the exception of Jennifer Lopez, I would be interested in pretty much all of the current residencies at Planet Hollywood.
Huh.
Lionel Richie, Britney Spears,
yes.
Backstreet Boys, I would see any of them. But it never times out right. There's never, none of them are ever there when we are. And I don't really want to schedule a trip just because of that. It's not
right.
It's not raised to that level.
Yeah.
But I'm not opposed to seeing them. I've seen NSYNC, for God's sake. I'd go see Backstreet Boys. I have no pride. Okay. And finally, the title of their show. We're losing listeners left and right this week. I'm not kidding. You know what's funny to me?
Huh.
When I posted this, the information on this in the Facebook group, I love when people are like, I'm not going to Vegas those months. Like, dude, it's a fucking show. Just don't go to the show. You don't have to avoid the entire city.
Exactly. It's not like they're having a convention or something that they're taking over the entire city. I mean, even when there's a huge convention.
Yeah. And then there are other people who are like, great, I can finally get my wife to go to Las Vegas. So there's that.
Yeah.
Paired up with Magic Mike Live. That'll be open then.
There we go. Are we seeing that too?
No, just let her go do that. You can go do something else.
Be a hermit playing video poker in the corner.
Exactly, that's my dream. All right, so Backstreet Boys, Planet Hollywood, 2017. I approve.
I also approve.
And it's not like I'm a huge Backstreet Boys fan. I don't know any problem. They have some good pop songs.
I enjoy them a lot.
I know you do. All right, moving along. Thanks to everyone for indulging us. Oops.
It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
Doing a little rumor watch this week, courtesy of Robin Leach, who's right about 14% of the time. And he is, but I think this one, I think this one's going to happen. He is reporting that Paris Las Vegas is going to be replacing Jersey Boys, which I believe just closed, with an electronic dance music show that involves Deadmau5. That's the DJ, not an actual Deadmau5. Although I'd rather see a Deadmau5 on stage than see Deadmau5 on stage. I don't get the big... EDM is not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the big ceramic mouse head that he wears.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not ceramic. It's probably a lightweight plastic. But I'm not... It just seems... I don't need to see a cartoon character on stage playing records. I'm old.
Does he play records or does he...
Oh, it's all bullshit. I don't know. He pushes a button. He doesn't play records. He pushes a button on his computer and then waves his hands in the air and people go nuts. It's weird. I don't get the DJ thing at all.
Does he wave his hands in the air like he just don't care?
Oddly enough, he waves them in the air as though he does care. Because he loves his audience. So anyway, who knows if this show, what this show will consist of. But the reason I think there's some likelihood of this actually happening is because... Obviously, the traditional show market right now is very soft, and we're seeing shows canceled left and right, and the nightclub thing still continues to apparently do well, and nobody has really figured out how to get those people into the showroom in addition to just the nightclubs. So trying something that involves electronic dance music in a show setting makes some sense. Whether or not it will be successful, I have no idea. But I can see that it makes sense
to try it at least.
So I'm giving this one an 80% chance of happening. I have no desire to see it.
Oh, I'm well aware.
Although, what if it's like an EDM musical?
Oh my God.
That could be kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what exactly that would entail. Like, because the traditional musical, you know, they just bust out in song.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, would it be some like elaborate... raving dance. I don't know what it would be, but it seems like there could be some schlockiness to it that would be almost worth seeing. Time will tell. We will keep an eye on this. He also said that there's going to be a couple new shows coming to the Jubilee Theater at Bally's too, but failed to say what exactly they would be, so we'll keep an eye on that as well. All right, we have a 500 exclusive.
Ooh.
Always exciting, very rare. Oh, and it's never anything major. It's always like something that everybody's like, oh, okay, well, that's something. But it's courtesy of Taylor on our Facebook group. Taylor, thank you for sharing this news with us. He is reporting that the Seahorse Lounge at Caesar's Palace, which we knew would be most likely going through a name change because it's going through a major renovation, we have a name. Mm-hmm. This has not been reported elsewhere other than our Facebook group. It's going to be the Alto Bar. Anticlimactic, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So apparently Alto is the name of Julius Caesar's dog. Taylor did some good sleuthing on this one. You want to know how we found out?
How?
Asked a construction guy.
Nice.
And then I thought, well, you know, that might be true. It's kind of like you ask a bartender and half the time it's true, half the time it's not. So I did a little searching on my own, and there have been employment listings from Caesar's Palace for Alto Bar. So that would appear to be the name of it, and no word on whether when it's opening or what it will be other than just, you know, casino bar. But we've got a name. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Taylor. I always love when people share news on the Facebook group.
Yay.
And I look forward to reading it on Eater tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how things work. All righty. Should we talk about our friends at Viator?
Sure.
All right.
Viator. Viator. It gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Lots of people are heading to Las Vegas this month for VIMF. And some of them might be considering trying some new activities, some fun activities, some things to make their trip extra special. As always, Viator has you covered. All kinds of great stuff. In fact, I hope for the sake of people who might be going and considering doing some cool stuff, if they're listening on the day we're recording this, Sunday, September 25th, big time bonus discounts today only. So some people are going to miss out on this. But if you happen to be listening to this on Sunday, you'll see if you go to Viator.com and start clicking around, you're going to see a big banner that talks about 10% additional savings on $150 or more, 15% off $250 or more, and 20% off if you spend $400 or more by using the code SAVEMORE. So in addition to their already great rates, you can get some awesome additional deals. If you happen to have missed out on that, sign up for their mailing list. They send out some pretty good specials every so often, and you never know, you know, what might show up in your mailbox. So some of the great things they have right now in Vegas, they've got really good rates on the high roller, much better than what you're going to get if you just walk up to the ticket booth. And I know we already have a group of listeners who's been planning a Thursday, I think a Thursday afternoon.
Happy hour.
So I don't know how many people are taking part in that. Some of them bought their tickets earlier from a different place that had a deal going that's no longer valid. So, I mean, the tickets they bought are valid, but...
But the deal is not on anymore.
Right, but Viator's got really great rates on the high roller, including the happy hour. So you can save some money by doing that. They've got special offers on all kinds of things in Las Vegas right now. Helicopter tours, hot air balloon rides, horseback riding, Hoover Dam tours, shows. Whatever you want to do in Las Vegas, activities, shows, attractions, they can help you out and give you some great pricing. Check them out at Viator.com. As always, if you're planning to book, click through the link at 500bymidnight.com. We get extra credit points, and it tells Viator that you heard about them here. And, of course, you can download their iOS and Android app. So if you're not sure what you want to do, but once you get to Vegas, you know, you start to think about it, you've got it right there in front of you, and you can take care of it all on your mobile device. Thanks, as always, to Viator, and thanks to everybody who's been supporting them. We do appreciate it. All right. This week's Facebook group post of the week is actually a post from a couple weeks ago, but it continues to... It's added to on almost a daily basis. And we mentioned it last week. Eric Shaw, I believe, is the gentleman's name. He started at show number one and has been listening in preparation for his Las Vegas trip. And he's been occasionally reporting on different things that he heard on early shows. And it's been quite entertaining. And there are things I forgot about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been kind of fun. And now there are a couple other people who are doing this as well. I think Michelle and Greg, who we've seen at VIMF, mm-hmm. And I believe they're going again this year. I think they're doing something similar. So it's fun to watch people go back into the archives. And I, as much as I cringe at the thought of them listening to those shows,
me too.
I like that people are enjoying it. And I've been enjoying Eric's running commentary on some of the things he's hearing. So thanks to Eric for that and to everybody else who is playing along at home. All right. So you mentioned last week that you wanted to talk about a non-Vegas casino experience you had.
Mm-hmm.
And in the time since then, I have also had a non-Vegas casino experience at a new place that I have not previously been to. And I thought we'll spend, you know, I don't know, a few minutes each and discuss our non-Vegas casino pre-VIMF prep gambling spectaculars. So you can start. You were in Texas a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And where did you go?
And we went across the border to Durant, Oklahoma.
Is it a long process to cross the border from Texas into Oklahoma? Is there some sort of a...
No.
Okay. It's not like you need your passport or anything?
No. I mean, they're two different states, but...
Okay. And what was the casino you went to?
It was the Choctaw Casino.
Aren't there 150 Choctaw casinos in that part of the world?
I should know the full name of it. I should have prepared better for this segment.
Because we've been to a Choctaw casino down there. It was a different one, wasn't it? Or was it the same one?
It might be that nation's.
Right. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
But, okay. So do you know what city it was in?
Durant. Ah. I said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that.
Yeah.
And what did you think of the casino?
How was it? I liked it a lot.
Really?
I had a very good time there.
Now, this is interesting because...
Because our local casinos, I do not have a good time at.
And yeah, I mean, as a general rule...
I was so pleasantly surprised.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Because unlike our local casinos, first of all, they had some decent video poker odds. Not full pay, but decent.
Okay.
And... They also had a nice wide selection of slot machines, which our local casinos, they might have like one bank of Big Bang Theory and then the rest are like
the generic.
Generic.
Shit.
Not even Kitty Glitter. Just generic Woman's Fortune or
yeah.
Diamonds of Destruction or whatever.
Ooh, I kind of want to play Diamonds of Destruction.
But just. Yeah, boring generic stuff that, yeah, they're all designed the same and the graphics are cheesy, but not cheesy enough to be fascinating. But this casino had, let's see, they had Gremlins, they had Mad Men, which I was very pleased to find.
Yeah, because that's hard to find in Vegas these days.
Yeah, so I played that and loved it. Oh my gosh, I missed that machine.
How large, like, is
it? It was pretty big, like, too.
Can you compare it in size to a Vegas casino? I know it's hard for me to do that too. I shouldn't have asked that. That's not a fair question.
It was at least as big as Bally's.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I mean, you kept wandering into different sections because I think they've expanded it quite a bit too.
Okay.
And they've got a lot of restaurants and bars and...
Cool.
Yeah, it was... I enjoyed my experience there.
All right, so you're giving a thumbs up to the Choctaw Casino in Durant, Oklahoma.
Yes, and we also saw a concert there, which was very fun.
That's right. And how was the showroom?
Oh, it was great.
Good.
It's a small showroom. It's like maybe 2,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. And you saw a touring arena show there.
We saw Duran Duran in Durant.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a good experience there.
Yeah.
I went to a casino in northern Minnesota that I had never been to. We had a day where we couldn't go out on the lake during my fishing trip because it was too windy. So we drove about 40 minutes to Tower, Minnesota to a casino called Fortune Bay. And I also had a really good time there. We were there like an hour. We didn't stay a super long time. Mm-hmm. And... It's not a huge casino. It's two levels, so it's kind of hard to judge. I would compare it maybe to, I don't know. You know, it's probably maybe a little bit smaller than the D.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that's a comparison because of the upstairs, downstairs thing, the one that comes to mind. But I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. And much like your experience, the slot machine selection was really good. They had a lot of the newer themed slots.
Mm-hmm.
They had Gremlins. I played Flintstones. They had, what else did I play there? They had Big Bang Theory. They had really all the newer stuff you expect to see. I played a little Buffalo.
Yeah.
And video poker, the video poker pay table sucked, as they do in Minnesota by law. Don't get me started. They have to suck here. I swear to God, it's part of the law.
Ugh.
And but I hit I just played a little bit, and I hit a straight flush playing double-double bonus. I had to be playing 50 cents at that time. So
did you take a picture of it and post it on the Facebook?
I did not. That does not mean my qualifications. But anyway, I walked away with like $40 or $50 profit.
Nice.
And then because we were there, the one thing that is a draw there is, although this is going to be changing because it's expanding, but Tim Horton, the donut chain from Canada, has a location there. And I think it might be the only one in Minnesota right now. Although, like I said, we're getting one nearby soon in the Twin Cities. So anyway, we had to stop at Tim Horton's and try that.
Did you have Timbits?
I did have Timbits, which are just donut holes. but not. But I, yeah, I had to have.
How were your Timbits?
Timbits were, they were delicious. I enjoyed putting them in my mouth. Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
You filthy. Okay. Anyway, so anyway, I was kind of underwhelmed by Tim Hortons.
Huh.
Like the quality that it was fine. They were decent donuts, but not.
It wasn't the revelation that Krispy Kreme was the first time you had it.
No, there was nothing. There's nothing special. They tasted like grocery store donuts.
Hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe they had to ship them from Canada. Maybe they didn't make them fresh there, and they had to ship them, and maybe they were old, but they didn't taste especially like
they were fine, but they weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would give I liked it more than I thought. I would give Fortune Bay Casino 2 thumbs up.
Cool.
For a Minnesota casino, that is.
A couple of things about
it's the all one relative.
That I went to. Denton Dallas Beyond did an extensive review, and they talked about the pool area.
Oh, lovely.
So if you want to learn more about this casino, please go visit their show. And I ended up going there twice because we went there the night of the concert, and then my friend got food poisoning. So I was looking for stuff to do, and I was like, hey, there's a casino a half hour away.
Why would I not do that?
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I did.
Nice. All right. So with that, should we just take a couple phone calls?
Sure.
All right.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Ronald from the Netherlands, together with his buddy Ron. So small update on our trip. Been here in Vegas for 8 days. Started off on Saturday. Stayed at the SLS, which was a bit of a nightmare. Nice hotel, but crappy gambling and much too far away from the strip. But thank God for Uber, which was absolutely brilliant. So we probably took about 30 Uber rides, which were all delightful and very, very cheap. We did some shows, Purple Rain, great guy, and also Lionel Richie. Mr. Lionel Richie is fantastic in Vegas. First couple of songs, he was pretty poor, put something in his drink, poured it down, and he was a hell of a lot better after that. So that was pretty fantastic. What else? Well, not much. A bit of gambling left and right, and made some small money. Thank you very much, Tim, Michelle. Love you guys.
All right. Thanks for the report. We have a surprising number of listeners in the Netherlands, and I appreciate them checking in. Purple Rain, solid. Haven't seen it in a while, but it hasn't been that long. A few years ago, we saw it again for the second time.
I'm curious.
If you're a Prince fan, you got to see it.
How that show has changed since April.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I would imagine maybe there's an acknowledgement, but of Prince's death, but I'm guessing they probably do a similar. I think they mix their show up a little bit. I think they change the set. I don't know about frequently, but occasionally, because that guy can play pretty much anything Prince has ever done. So, and as I mentioned, Lionel Richie is on the list of shows I would like to see if it times out, but it never does. So we shall see. I would imagine that show. I have a feeling Lionel's going to stick around for a while.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate that. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. Was reminded that I had not called back and shared the rest of my Vegas experience about a week ago. Was able to hear my first drunken rambling on the podcast this week. This is the J.R. Swift, The Great. Wanted to share a couple of drunken escapades.
The Great. We'll be the judge of that.
Ended about a week ago. You know, there's nothing better than getting locked out of your room in the middle of the night in your underwear and not being able to remember why. And that really did happen to me at the Orleans. In case you're wondering, you should probably pick up one of those little courtesy phones in the hallway, and eventually someone will come and rescue you. Thing about it is, when people walk down the hallway, you at first try to avert your glance because frankly embarrassed, and then you realize that they're already averting their glance because they're embarrassed. I also had a great time my last night, just sort of randomly stopped into Harrah's and saw some activity at the piano bar, and it was probably late afternoon, and somewhere in the late evening, early morning hours, I finally disappeared from that place. having experienced many, many beers and some great karaoke fun. I'm pretty sure there was dancing, maybe break dancing. I don't know, some kind of craziness going on. So great time there. A lot of fun. Actually had a lot of fun there on the in the mid strip area on this trip. A couple of highlights I thought I might share with the your many listeners. I had an opportunity to go see the Britney Spears Piece of Me show. And I have to say that if you are at all a fan of her or her music, it is a great time. The Axis Theater there in Planet Hollywood is a beautiful venue, very comfortable. And it is truly a very Vegas-y show, although you might not think of Britney Spears as a Vegas-y performer. Just awesome, and totally recommend it. Great thing. Last four nights I was in Vegas, I stayed at Bally's, stayed in the Jubilee Tower, and have to say a really nice, comfortable room, fridge, coffee maker, all the little amenities of home. Just very pleasant. Had a nice view of the Eiffel Tower and of the Bellagio fountains. Actually, could see about 2/3 of the show, which was fun. Not a big fan of the bazaar area that they have out front. But the CVS,
nobody
right
is.
Down the elevator and right down the sidewalk is nice for snacks and drinks. Eat at the Nosh Cafe there, and really good breakfast. Spent a lot of time in the mid-strip area. Really enjoyed my time at the Cromwell. That's just a great property. Really great service. Fun to gamble there. Spent a ton of time at the Link, which just absolutely stuns me because I always dislike the Imperial Palace, but the Tag Bar there is just great, really knowledgeable, friendly, and fun bartenders. A lot of terrific, unusual beers. So if that's something that's interesting to you, you should definitely take that on. Yeah, but in any case, just a great six nights in Vegas. Had a great great birthday there. A lot of drinking, a lot of gambling, a lot of food. Came home with my wallet just a little bit lighter, but definitely the way to spend your birthday in Vegas. So once again, love you guys. Always enjoy the podcast, and thanks for what you do. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks for the call. We appreciate that. Yeah, really, other than the location, Imperial Palace and the Link have absolutely nothing. I mean, they're owned by the same company and same location, but it's
different entities.
It is entirely different now. So, yeah, glad you had a good time. Sounds like a great trip. I still love that mid-strip area a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
Find ourselves there quite a bit when we're on the strip, and it's still my preferred place to stay for sure. A lot more activity there than elsewhere on the strip. All righty. Let's check in with April.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is April, and Ron's around here somewhere from Cincinnati. I'm reporting a few weeks late, but we went to Las Vegas during Labor Day weekend for a few nights. It was a good stay. Gambling sucked, but I guess that's going to happen. We were offered an MGM Staywell room, which is their sort of healthy, zen, environmentally friendly room. Things I'm not usually concerned about in Vegas, but we thought, why not try it? And it actually ended up being quite relaxing. They had like a white noise type of contraption on the wall that made it so that you didn't hear hallway noise.
I like
and
that.
I like this idea.
I would love for that to be in every hotel room.
Me too.
Even if it's because whether it's the outside nightclubby oomph or the hallway noise, there's always something or traffic. So I like that idea. I didn't know they had those in the Staywell room. Oops.
Put red and blue ions into the air to make you sleep better.
Yeah,
not sure how that works.
That's bullshit.
It had things like vitamin C in the shower water to refresh you, Tempur-Pedic type mattress, things like that. Anyway, if it's not much of an upgrade cost, it was relaxing. I have to admit that.
Do you really think they're putting anything in the water? I think that's...
I'm skeptical.
I am too.
Not sure how much the upgrade normally would be, though. We also tried Batista's hole-in-the-wall restroom.
Oops.
I believe April. It's just that I don't believe MGM.
Oh, I believe April entirely. I'm very suspicious as well of the whole, we're putting magical ions into the air to make...
It's like they're pumping oxygen into the casinos.
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose if they advertise that, they have to be doing something, but I don't know that I believe that it makes any difference. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
If it's costing them a lot of money, they're not doing it.
That's true. Or it's just like the smallest amount of whatever it is that they say they're doing. Yeah, I don't know.
That's an Italian restaurant that sits behind Cromwell and kind of beside the Bally's food court entrance. You can see their big sign from the monorail.
Or if you've been to the little... liquor store next door. I'm more familiar with that than I am with Batista's hole in the wall itself. Well, I'm familiar with Batista's, but we've never actually gone there. Mm-hmm. I'm always interested in these reviews because Batista's is one of the most polarizing restaurants in Las Vegas. It seems like people either love it or they hate it. So let's see where April stands, shall we?
We really enjoyed it. They serve family style, but since there's just two of us, you can pay a $13 share charge, and that really is a good deal because you get your own salad, your own dessert, and your own like garlic bread. It includes three or four things, so it was well worth it. And the main course is plenty big enough. We had the shrimp scampi and a garlic butter sauce, and it was wonderful. They have an old guy there named Gordy, who I guess has worked there for many years, and he plays the accordion, and he'll stop by your table and play a song. It's just... got a ton of like what I expect is old Vegas atmosphere and character there. So it was a good meal for not a lot of money. And another thing I wanted to mention was we did see the new Beatles Love show where they changed it for the 10-year anniversary. We've seen it several times. And we were really, you know, happy with the changes, not that they care what we think, but anyway, they had new songs and costumes, plus most of the same acts that they had before. But the changes were really good. I'd say the show was just as good as it was before. You know, not disappointed at all. Can't wait to meet y'all at Vimp.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Looking forward to seeing you at Vimp. Yes. I'm glad you're going to be there. Thanks for the report. We do appreciate that as well. And it's good that all the reviews we've been getting of the Beatles Love since they went through some changes have been very positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily a given because there have been other shows that have gone through similar changes and people who have seen it both times might say, I didn't really like what they did with it. Jubilee is a good experience before that was eventually canceled.
Mm-hmm.
They modernized it and then it kind of sucked. So glad they didn't screw up Love. All right. Thanks to everybody for the calls as always. Before we go, listener purchase of the week. This week it is, I selected the Dingo Munchie Sticks dog treats, 120 pack, because your dingoes need their treats as our dingoes do during each podcast. So if you're going to buy something from Amazon.com, please remember that we are members of their affiliate program. And if you click through the link at 500bymidnight.com, it helps support the podcast. We do appreciate all the purchases made through our link. It's you guys have been very, very good about using that, and it's hugely supportive of the show. So thank you.
It's very nice.
Yep. A few karma donations this week, actually more than a few, bunch of karma donations this week, including recurring monthly donations from the following spectacular human beings whom we love. Brian, William, Dr. Vonx, Michael, and Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for your ongoing support of the podcast. We do appreciate that. Jeremy from Wisconsin with a little karma donation before his five nights at Excalibur and SLS. He said he did his typical months of planning just to completely throw it out, throw them out as soon as they land.
That's
we do
okay.
that too.
Yeah. But the planning is fun.
It is.
Because it helps you think about the trip and all the excitement that you're about to have. And then if you throw it out the window, that's okay too.
Uh-huh. We're going to have to do a little bit of that because one of the things we want to do as we typically do for our VIMF trip is right when we get in a little bit before the festivities, mm-hmm. we want to try a couple new things that we can review on the podcast that we record there, if time allows. So we need to figure that out because we have not yet nailed that down.
No,
so
we have not.
A couple of restaurants, and I don't know, maybe should we go over to Rio and go to Guy Fieri's burrito hut? No, that's not on the list?
No.
All right. Thank you to Richard, also known as Rico on Twitter, longtime friend of the show. He said this is to help support the very important VIMF Pancake Fund.
Yes,
thank
you.
Which we will be needing, definitely.
Oh, yeah, we will. Multiple times.
We look forward to seeing you at VIMF as well, mm-hmm. sir. Thank you, as always. Steve and Karen, a Karma donation for their honeymoon trip part two.
Oh, awesome.
I hope that it is
awesome.
Have
a great time.
Another, a different Steve with a Karma donation for an upcoming trip at the end of this month in early October. He said, thank you for all that you two do. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for the support. Cameron, celebrating 30 years of going to Vegas in October.
Wow.
Nicely done, sir. I admire and salute your commitment.
Your dedication.
Yes. They arrive on the 13th and are missing VIMF because they're heading to California for the Desert Trip Festival. So that's awesome. Even though they're missing VIMF, there's some really good bands playing. That's the thing with the Rolling Stones and The Who and Pink Floyd. And
cool.
I don't, not Pink Floyd. Who's playing that?
Paul McCartney?
McCartney, Dylan. Maybe one of the members of Pink Floyd is playing that. I don't remember. For some reason, I think somebody from Pink. Anyway, screw it. So sorry we're not going to be seeing you, but I hope you have a great time. Mm-hmm. Tanya. Sorry if I screwed up your name. Weekend solo trip to Las Vegas, hoping for good luck and karma. Thank you for all you guys do. Well, thank you very much for your support. And finally, Mike in Chicago also said thank you for what you two do. Annual trip number 8 is Tuesday, and he's never won in Vegas.
Oh, I hope you change that.
Good luck. That sucks. I'd say he's due. He's overdue mm-hmm. for a winning trip.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you hit something big, man.
I agree.
Thank you
to everybody. It's very nice.
Yep. Thanks for all your support. We do appreciate that. As always, I've got a book, Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas. You can find out about it at lasvegasoutsidersbook.com. Thank you to everybody who's bought that. If you like the podcast, you'll probably like the book. Anything else before we wrap things up?
Nope.
All right. 500bymidnight.com is the website. You can send us Dear Tim and Michelle questions. I'd love to get some of those before VIMF as well. Stockpiling, just in case. Got to have content. 500gmail.com. Of course, you can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And our voicemail line available to you anytime, day or night. 702-866-9494. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.